Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Ayin Beis. As we get into the last full daf here in the sixth parak, parak Rabbi Yishmael, and we will pick up a couple of lines up from the bottom, about 10 lines up from the bottom, Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. So what we're trying to figure out here is to relate the Shita of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah in Peah to some of the deos that are appear here in Parak Rabbi Yishmael regarding the Karet Mincha. So we got into this. The Mishnah in yesterday's daf discussed what type of Ketziras Chitim and Seorim, what type of Ketzira can take place before the Karban Omer is cut, before it's brought. And that was the discussion. The Tanakhama had said on Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph that one is allowed to be Kotzer L'Shachas, Umachala Behema. One could cut Shachas, his very unripe stalks, and give it to one's animal. That can be done before. There's no chashash that you're going to come eat it. It's not really ready yet. And Rabbi Yehuda said, that's only before Avar Shlish. Once it's Avar Shlish, and even if you started beforehand, once it's Avar Shlish, you can no longer cut it. And Rabbi Shimon said, no, you can keep cutting it. Those are the three deis in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph on the base. Then our Mishnah brought up, our Gemara brought up the Mishnah Maseches Peah. The Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Peah, parak ve'elu mafsikin, right, quoted up on top here on Ayin Aleph on the base, quoted that there are a number of items that if they're in the middle of a field, so that's mafsik for peah, and you have to give two different peahs from the different sides. If there's a river going through your yard, so then each side requires their own peah. If there's a major thoroughfare, if it's a rishus harabim, if it's a bore, other, if an unplowed field. So also, the machlokes towards the end of that Mishnah was, what about kotzer l'shachas? Rabbi Meir said, if I'm kotzer l'shachas, if I harvest very early, unripe, wheat, so then that itself is mafsik for peah. What does that mean? If that's all looked at as the beginning of my harvesting, that's not going to be a hefsik for peah. That's going to be the beginning of the harvesting. And there's one big field which you started to harvest now, and you'll continue to harvest in a few weeks. But that's not what Remeir says. Remeir says, if I'm kotzer l'shachas, that's too early to be called a harvest. And therefore, that area now represents a hefsik between the two sides of the field, and you have to give two payas from one from each side. That's kotzer l'shachas as mafsik, says Rabbi Meir. And the Chachamim say, no, that's not mafsik, that's the beginning of the harvest. If you then plowed over this area in the middle, so then that would be a hefsik. Ein mafsik el imkein charash, right? That's not going to be a hefsik. So that's the machlokas hatanoim in the Mishnah Maseches Peah. So the Gemara now was going through which of the shitas in Hilchas Menachos and Hilchas Omer line up with that shita of Rabbi Meir. Right? We're talking about who says early cuttings are not called a real harvest, and therefore it would line up with Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara first tried to say that maybe Rabbi Meir was like Rabbi Shimon, and that didn't work. So now let's just start with the second one. Ella, Rabbi Meir, about 12 lines up. Ella, Rabbi Meir, b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Maybe Rabbi Meir is following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. What does Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah? To Amar, Emasai, when are you allowed to cut it early? Kotzer l'shachas for behemas bizvan, shehis chalat shelo hevi shlish. If it didn't bring a third of its growth yet, so that's when you could cut it. And that's not called a cutting. That's why you can do it before the Omer. Avalim hiskalat shevi shlish aser. But if I started before havas shlish, then it's aser. So maybe that Rabbi Yehuda over here is like Rabbi Meir over there. So shall we line them up? So Gemara says no. Amid the Shabbos said Rabbi Yehuda. When did Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah that you could cut it early lebehema? But that's still only if you had in mind that you're cutting it to give to your animal for animal fodder. That's the only time. It's not per se. Cutting it early is not called a harvest. It's just because you're giving it to your animal. La'ada mishamis lay. What would Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah say that even if you're cutting it for yourself, for human consumption, as long as you're cutting it early, that's not called a harvest and that's okay before the Omer? Really, he would say that? That can't be. Why? De'imkein, havilut plus a tanoi. Because then, there would altogether be three tanoim in the Mishnah. There would be the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And that can't be. Why can't that be? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin that whenever Rabbi Yehuda's statement in the Mishnah starts off with Emasai, he's expanding on the earlier Shita. He's not arguing on the Tanakama. He's explaining the Tanakama. So, says the Gemara here, based on that principle, it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda would say that if you're cutting it, even La'adam, right, it would be considered not a harvest. So therefore, we're back to the question of, it can't, Rabbi Meir over there by Peah cannot be like the Rabbi Yehuda here by Menachos. And therefore, is there anyone that we could line him up with? So, it's interesting the Gemara is trying to force to line him up with. Maybe there's nobody, but the Gemara is assuming that maybe we can. Right? Because both contexts are talking about harvesting very unripe grain, and if there is a Tana out there that says that harvesting unripe grain is always called not a harvest, maybe we could apply that in both contexts. So the Gemara has one more try, which we partially accept the maskana. So Ela Kiyasa Ravdimi Amar Rabbi Meir Beshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabo Amar. Maybe Rabbi Meir is following the shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who has the most extreme shita, like Rabbi Meir. Da Afla Adam Namilava Kitsira. If I'm cutting something very early, so then even if I'm cutting it for human consumption, that's not called a harvest. As the Mishnah says, one perek later in Peah. Tetzan, the Mishnah says there in Peah, Hamenamer Sada. What if I go down in my field and I switch off? I take one row and then I skip two and I harvest another row. Right, I'm Menamer. Menamer is like spotted, like a leopard. A Namer. So I do parts of my field. Vishir bo klachem rachim, and I leave unripe stalks in between. So is my field now split up for Hilchas Peah or not? I mean, do I have to give a different payoff from every contiguous area that is not connected? So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Peah Kol Echad VeEchad. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva says, that cutting is not called the beginning of your harvest. And therefore, what have you just done? You've made your field into separate fields, because what you've done is you've just separated them with this act that you've done. And therefore, you have to give a payoff for each one. V'chachamim Omerim, Me'echad Al HaKol. And the Chachamim say, no, from one on all. It's all called the harvest. V'yomer of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, and Shmuel explained the Machlokas, and Rabbi Akiva Shita, Lochi of Rabbi Akiva, Ela B'menamer L'Klayos. Rabbi Akiva only said a Shita, that the field is considered different fields when you are Menamer L'Klayos. What's Klayos? Unripe grain is used very early. And that's like we had in Rabbi Meir L'Shachas. That's not called Tchilas Ksira. And that's what Rabbi Meir says is Shita. And if that's true, so now we have a shita that lines up with Rabbi Meir. Avol b'menamer la'otzar lo. But if I'm being menamer la'otzar, meaning a later stage of the ripening process, that's not good enough. So maybe Rabbi Meir is just like Rabbi Akiva. Again, in early cutting, before Havar Shlish, even if it's for human consumption, that's not going to be called a halachic harvest. So it's going to be mafsik for Peah, and it's going to be allowed for before the Omer. So Gemara says, 80, is that really true that Rabbi Akiva, what Shmuel reports, Rabbi Akiva's sheet is limited? V'yaki yasa ravin am Rabbi Yochanan, mechayev ayer Rabbi Akiva apim and amr lootzar. Rabbi Akiva is mechayev, even if it's a later stage, even if it's Havash Lish already. So that wouldn't be line up then. So the Gemara ends up Lamaskana, okay, Savala Kavasi Bachada, Paligale Bachada. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Meir holds like his Rabbi Akiva halfway, right? Only by not Havash Lish. If there was no Havash Lish, so then even if it was collected for people, human consumption, then that would not be called a harvest. But Upaligale Bachada, he argues that even if it's after Havash Lish, that would be good enough. So Lamaskana, there are three or four different shitos. Exactly what is the halacha regarding cutting very early grain? We have Rabbi Yehuda. In our Mishnah, we have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and maybe the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, well, not really, because we said Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Tanakama, right? That was the Emosai. Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda say that if I'm cutting it for Behema before Havash Lish, that's what's not called a Katsira. Early for behema, but once I'm cutting it, once there's Havash Lish, then it's different. When it is called a Katsira, Rabbi Shimon says even after Havash Lish, you can continue as long as you started before Havash Lish, you can continue after Havash Lish. That's not called a Katsira. Rabbi Meir, that was the Mishnah in Maseches Peah right here. Rabbi Meir holds that if it's for Adam bifnei Havash Lish, it's not a Katsira. And Rabbi Akiva, that's the Machlokas. Machlokas, what Rabbi Akiva meant, whether he matured even for Adam, even after Havoaz Shlish. Different deas. Interesting, the mitzvah of Peah, there aren't too many mitzvahs like this. Again, there's a mitzvah. It's a little balance of leaving over something. It's without a maisa. Right? Most mitzvahs I say are, you do a maisa. Most mitzvahs I say are, you don't do a maisa. But once in a while, we have the opposite. We have some los ases that are passive, and some mitzvahs ases that are active. Los amar al dam reyecha. That's an active los ase. I have to go and get up and save my friend, or else I am going to violate. Right? That's an active los ase. And sometimes there's a mitzvah ases of not doing something. Uvayama shvi tishbos. Not doing something on Shabbos is the mitzvah zaseh. Not cutting the corner of my field is a mitzvah zaseh. It's really both. We paskin it's a mitzvah zaseh and a mitzvah slo zaseh. And it's a couple of them. Right? We paskin it's a zaseh and a lo zaseh by grain, by grapes. There's a separate, according to many Rishonim, it's the peah of grapes, of the ololos. That's the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, that's only at the beginning. Interesting, we've spoken about the order in the past of Sefer Tahara, where the Rambam goes from the most extreme to Masbeis and Paraduma and Metame Mishkav Moshav, right, getting less, Shara Vosatuma, and then Tumas Ochlin and Kalim and Mikvos. So he goes from the most Chamor to the most Kal. So Zra'im is itself something to think about the order of the Rambam. You have to think about the order of Yehuda Anasi also, even though that might just be in terms of size of Prakim. So orders of Mishnayos, not always, even though the Gemara sometimes asks, why is this Besechta after this Besechta? But in Zra'im, the Rambam starts off with Hilchas Kelayim. That's the beginning of Sefer Zra'im, according to the Rambam. And after Kelayim, he has Ma'anis Aniyim. Then he goes in order. Then he has an order. Maybe those two, you know, you say, why are those first and not last? Okay, but there's that's not such a strong, a question. The Rambam, after that, has Trumas, Maestris, Maestris Sheni, Bikurim, and Shar Matnas Kuna, and Shvita Vyovil. Okay, but the first two are Kilayim and Matnas Aniyim. So in Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam counts 13 mitzvos, and a lot of them are parallel to each other. He has the mitzvah Saseh of leaving Peah, the mitzvahs lo saseh of not leaving peah. The mitzvahs saseh of leaving leket. Mitzvahs lo saseh of not collecting leket. And then the question is, what is ololos? Machlokas Rishonim, is that the peah of grapes, or is that some other mitzvah that it's discussed? That the Rambam has it as separate. Lazov ololos pekerem, shelo yo'ole lakerem, lazov haperet pekerem, shelo yo'laket haperet pekerem. Right, it's exactly parallel. And then he has the shichacha, leaving shichacha and not to return. Peah is, out of all those mitzvos, it is untouched area. Right? Leket, I cut and it dropped. Shichacha, I bundled into bundles, and now I forgot it there. So I did something. Peah is the only one where it's the mitzvah not to touch it. Just to leave it. Don't go near it. It's for the aniyim. Right? There's no action involved at all. Right? And I have to leave it there. Again, bizman hazeh, we don't do peah anymore. We don't do that on shicha. The Shulchan Aruch says, already in Yerodeya, that because the aniyim aren't expecting to get it that way. The Shulchan Aruch says, if there's no situation and just leaving it there is just going to go to waste, or it's other people who aren't appropriate to get it are going to get it, I'm going to leave peah. No aniyim are waiting at the edge of my field nowadays, waiting for, to take the bananas, right? And waiting to take the items on the edge of my field, right? The grain. Right. So the Shulchan Aruch says, and therefore, right, you give staka, right, and you sell your peah, and it's not usur, it's not tevel, without lecha shicha and peah, right? By trubis and maisras, even if the aniyim don't take it that way, it's tevel. So I have to do something with it. I have to do afrasha. But lecha shicha and peah, I just don't give because that's not the normal way of giving. They're not waiting at the edge of my field, and therefore there is no mitzvah. But again, peah is unique amongst all of the matanos. It's a mitzvah, each one has a uniqueness. You know, shichacha is a uniqueness that you do a mitzvah by forgetting. Right? How often does that happen? Right? The medrash in the end of Parshas Re'eh, you drop money out of your pocket and an ani finds it and you get credit. That's like shichacha. So that's a uniqueness of shichacha. And peah, though, is without touching it, you have to just leave it for the aniyim. What kind of shibud is that? That the peah is just left there. That's how the Rambam describes it. The first matnas aniyim, hakotzer asadeh lo yikser kol asadeh kula ela yiniach kama maat la aniyim b'sof sadeh. You might have another. If you say there's shichacha bekama, that's another example. But it's still that you were involved in it and then you forgot it. Peah is you see it right when you get to the field and you don't touch it and you leave it. Shenemar lo sachaleh pasal tchol b'kutzrecha echad hakotzer chanatolish v'zeh sheminiach. Hu hanikra peya. Ukshem shemeniach basada kach biilanos kishoosev es perosehen meniach maat laaniyim. Right, and if you took it, then there's still a mitzvah say, to leave it. Laaniv lagert hazovotam. And again, that's an important mitzvah of relating to peya. The mitzvah reish tezayin in the Sefer Achinuch discusses peya, how all the matnas aniyim are meant to affect us and bring out the best and make us Torah and Chesed personalities. That's mitzvah Reish Tezayin in Kedoshim. Good. Here's a question maybe just to mention, and then we'll, if you look in the Chumash, in Parshas Emor, the Torah in the middle of Parshas Emor, in the middle of the Parshas Hamoadim, It's been pointed out by Mefarshim. Talk about Chesed. Talk about the Matnas Aniyim. La'ani v'lager taz over some. Right? Why is that? So again, just to point it out, and we'll see at the end if there's time to get back to it. But in the middle of the Parshas Amodim, Parachav Dalid, it's all, Parachav Gimel, it's all just about the Amodim. Shabbos, Pesach, goes through everything, has a double sukkis, as has been pointed out. But right at the end, in the context of Shavuos, Ukrasim Besam Ayam Azemek Ogodesh Yelachem, by Shavuos. And then it adds in one pasuk, Chav Gimel Chav Beis. Uva Kutzrachem es Kitzir Arzachem, Lo Sechale Pa'asat Chav Kutzrachab. Don't take paya. V'lekin kitzircha lo salaket. Don't take leket. La'ani v'lager tazov osam ani Hashem alkechem. What's this doing here? And then it gets into Rosh Hashanah. Right? Why is there a mitzvah, which we already know from Kedoshim, why is paya and leket stuck into the middle of Matnas Aniyim? Is there a connection between that time? You could say it's the harvest season. Okay, Shavuos is the harvest season, and therefore you should leave the mitzvahs, but it's still unusual that it's dafka, it's stuck here. Remember, the Shemana Tov in one of his farms suggests that maybe it's the, if when we think about Shavuos, it has a deeper meaning to Shavuos. Shavuos we usually identify as the holiday of, well, it depends who you ask. Is it the holiday of Moshe Rabbeinu? We might say Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. Shavuos, it's his day. Torah's Moshe. And we pointed out that Shavuos was Moshe Rabbeinu's due date, right? He was born on Zayin Adar 3 months early. 3 months later is Vav Sivan, right? So Moshe has a connection to Shavuos. But of course, David HaMelech also has a connection to Shavuos. They say David HaMelech's yahrzeit is on Shavuos, and right, that Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed, where David HaMelech was on Shabbos, and the Malach HaMavis was outside shaking the trees. So according to that, put those two together, it has to be on Shavuos. But David HaMelech was also connected to Shavuos. And Rus, right, we read Rus on Shavuos, which is all about the ancestry of David HaMelech. So it's the holiday of both. Why? Because both David and Moshe are the two kols of every Jew. Remember that Vilna Gaon, a kol kol Yaakov, coming up in a couple of weeks. One kol is spelled Mali, one kol is spelled Chaser, says the Gra. Amazing Ha'ara. Why? Because there are two kolos of every Jew. The kol Mali, the kol of Torah, the kol of being proud and standing up and listening to a higher authority of Torah. And then you have the broken kol, the lacking kol, the kol of Tefillah. And that's the Chaser kol. And who are the two personalities in the Tanakh who represent these two kolos of every Jew? Moshe and David. Moshe is the kol of Torah. David is the kol of Tefillah. And Shavuos maybe represents both. Torah and Tefillah. So the Shemana Tov, with all this background, says, maybe that's what's alluded to. When it comes to Kutzachem is Ketzir Arzachem, La'ani V'lager. The Ani, Anav Mikaladam, a reference to Moshe, Ger, who came from Gerim, from Ruz, David HaMelech, La'ani V'lager Tazovotam. On a deeper level, this pasuk has something to do with Moshe and David, and maybe that's why it's here. But again, the pashtus is about Peya and what it's doing here. Okay, we'll have to come back to Peya at another point. Now let's continue. Says the Gemara, second line. Kotzrin Mipnei Hanatios. The Mishnah said that even though I'm not supposed to harvest the grain before the Omer, if there's a need, I could do it. I can be kotzer if there is a need. So the Mishnah had said on yesterday's daf, if there are some other Natios that are growing that these this grain is harmful to, I'm allowed to cut it. Or Beis Ha'avel, somebody needs to, an area to we need an area to do the rows after the Levaya. So you're cutting it near the Beis HaKvaris, Beis HaAvah, Beis HaMedrash. You need to have an area in order to learn. So all of these are needs that are enough to say that you're allowed to cut it. My time, what's the reason for all this? Kitzirchem amar achmana, velo kitzir mitzvah. Your kitzir is what's usher beforehand, but kitzir mitzvah is not usher beforehand. Interesting, it's pointed out by the Achronim. That means even a mitzvah drabanan, right? Beis HaAvel. Achlokas Rishonim, whether Avelus is Daraisa or Drabanan. But even if it's Daraisa, it's only one day. Right? The Rif and the Rambam and the Gaonim, right? Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa if it's Yom Amisa and Yom Akfor the same day. Bali Tosva say all Avelus is Drabanan. But whatever it is, to making the Shuros and making these Rechava, that's for sure Drabanan. So I'm allowed to cut the Omer, which could be in the world of Daraisa. I'm going to allow to do that for a mitzvah d'rabanan. So the same idea is discussed by Rabbi Chanan in a different context. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Haaretz. Osik b'mitzvah pater on a mitzvah. What if I'm osik b'mitzvah d'rabanan? Am I pater from a mitzvah d'araisa? Do we say that? So it gets into the sugya of how much is osik b'mitzvah huchur d'chuya. But he discusses there, what's the source for osik b'mitzvah? B'sheves didach, right? B'shiftecha b'veisecha. When do you have to say kriya shema? When you're involved in your own things. B'sheves didach, not sheves derachmana. So says Rabbi Chanan, if I'm involved in a mitzvah derabanan, that's also not sheves didach. And therefore, as long as it's not b'shiftecha, that's okay. So the same thing would be here. Uvekutz rachem, even if it's a mitzvah derabanan, that's not uvekutz rachem. Doesn't have to be a your own personal need. That's what he writes in Koves Ha'aretz Simin Memches Nira. The afilu osig mitzvah derabanan pater mitzvah daraisa. The dafka b'shiftcha b'sheves didachu demechayves. Ukshosig mitzvah derabanan lo havi sheves didach. V'raya, what's his raya by osig b'mitzvah? He quotes our Gemara. Mehada ata kotzer ketzir shal mitzvah kodem ha'omer midechsev uva kutzrachem dafka ketzir didach. Da filu tzarech mitzvah derabanan kimevur b'mishnah b'menachas mutter liksar kagon beis ha'avel v'chein le'inyin. What's the third example? Ben sarah amora. Ben sarah amora is only if ben sarah amora is eating and being a glutton in a sudas rishus. We learned in Sanhedrin. What if he's involved in a sudas mitzvah derabanan? So is that good enough? So he says the same thing would also not be a ben sarah amora. Akol achal dvar mitzvah udvar aveira filu derabanan einu nase ben sarah amora. Dechsev bikoleinu v'lo bikol shel makom. Tolo mikri bikoleinu v'achanami lo mikri sheves didach. And he says even by hechsher mitzvah he goes into, okay, in the footnote here he says from the Hashmatos, he backtracks a little bit. He says, what about a suffik mitzvah d'oraisa? Right, what about, would you say that by a suffik mitzvah derabanan? Would you compare a mitzvah derabanan to a suffik? So he goes into this a little bit in the footnotes here. He quotes from the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed Zayin. But that is the chiddush of our Gemara of derabanan. Right, even a mitzvah derabanan would be included in the heter. Next, v'lo yasa krichos avomananich svasim. So you're allowed to do it, but you shouldn't bundle them up. You should leave them loose. Leave them loose, right? Because there's no need to do any more than that. My taima, tekama, de'efsha lo tarchinan. Whatever you could be not be involved in, we're not toreach, right? Only what you need to do. Mitzvah za omer lavi menakama. It's a mitzvah to bring the omer, to cut it, kitzira lishma, to cut it from what's still standing. So Tana Rabbanan says the Gravim, takriv minchas bikurim, right? The pasuk by Karban Mincha in Vayikra Perek Beis, which is not clear what it's referring to, but Chazal understand it as talking about the Omer. Matam alomar, fishanem mitzvahs haomer lavi minakama, minayin shim lo matza minakama yavi mina umrin. How do I know that if I can't find from a pre-cut stalks, I should bring from the bundles? Tam alomar takriv. Tavar acher, that's the extra takriv, im takriv. V'im, lafisha mitzvahs lavim min alach, minayin shim lo matzah min alach, yavim min ayavesh, I should bring from the moist and fresh. But if not, rather, as we said earlier, I have to bring from what's close. Right, but if not, if I only have the yavesh, bring it from the yavesh, tam alomar, takriv. So any takriv, number two. Tavar acher, three, takriv, lafisha mitzvahs liksar balayla, minayim shim niksar bayom kasher. We'll see, this is a machlokas tanoim. How do I know that if it wasn't cut at night? You cut it by day, right? V'doches haShabbos, and it's also even doches Shabbos. Tam alomar, takriv. Right? Takriv kol shehu, takriv mikol makom, takriv afilu b'Shabbos, takriv afilu b'toma. So we understand takriv, get this omer. Bring this omer, no matter what, even if it's violating certain isurim. Interesting that we need a pasuk to teach me all of these that, you know, if you don't have this, you bring that. This is kachim, and usually we have the principle of shana hakasav la'akev. For something to be ma'akev, you need a double pasuk. You need two pasuk in today's ma'akev. And if not, if you only have one pasuk, so memel, you'll know it's lachachila. So why do we need a separate makar to teach me that if you don't have the lach, if you don't have the kama, so then you can bring it from somewhere else. There's only one pasuk. So obviously it's only din lachachila. Right? It's not shana kasav la'akev. So, but you have this brisa that goes through each one to tell me that if you don't have A, you should bring B. So the Taras HaKodesh talks about this, why I would have thought otherwise. Because what's the lachadchila and what's the bidyevet? Sheze achin yadanu, shim avar v'hikra v'samincha mena omrim. Fine, bidyevet, once you bring these bidyevet ones, then you would say it's okay. Because the pasuk wasn't shana kasav la'akev. If you brought it from the umrin, if you brought it from the yavesh, then I would know once it's brought, it's okay. But how would I know before I bring it that I could bring it? Right? Aval hayinu omrim shekol kama shadayin lo hikrav es ha-mincha, asa lo lahakrav es ha-mincha, mishum sheyesh pakrav asa bitul din Torah, lahavi min ha-kama. V'yalzeh tzarech es drashas ha-gemara, no, even in this somewhat lechadchila stage, maybe that's why you would be able to break it. The question is, where do you draw the line between lechadchila and v'diyevin? Okay. Why do you need a makar for tumma? Why? Because, I mean... Always. I mean, by Shabbos, well, there are a couple of makaris. We talk about makar on Pesach, talk about it here, but that's how we understand the tzibur. But even though all tziburs are dochet, there are makaris by the various contexts. Nixar by Yom Kasha. So, the Mishnah had said, and this Brisa said, the Brisa just said that if I cut it by Yom, it is, the Brisa is expanding on the Mishnah. The Mishnah and the Brisa both said that if I cut it by day on the 16th, it's kasher. Right, you're supposed to cut it the night of the 16th of Nisan. If I cut it by day, it is kosher, and it is docha Shabbos, as the Mishnah and the Braisa said. Says the Gemara, really? Is that true that it's docha v'atznan? But didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Chaf? The Mishnah there talks about all mitzvahs hayom are done all day. All mitzvahs halayla are done all night. But never the twain shall meet. Kala laila kasher. Lukitsiras ha omer. Ula hector chalalim vevarim. Right. The whole night you could do cut the omer. And to be makter the chalalim vevarim. Right. To put him on the mizbeach. Zeaklau. Dovrish mitzvaso. Kala yom. Kasher. Kala yom. Dovrish mitzvaso. Balaila. Kasher. Kala laila. That's the Mishnah. Ktani laila dumi de yom. And we compare day and night. Ma de yom balaila lo. After laila be yom nami lo. Each of those have exclusive lists. And the list, the day list, you cannot do at the night list. So one of the items on the night list is Kitzirasa Omer. So how could our Mishnah say that you could do the Omer even by day? The Mishnah over there holds, the Mishnah Megillah says, you cannot do the cut the Omer by day. That's what we're mashma. So how could our Tana hold that it is by day? So the Gemara answers that it is a machlokas Tanoim. It's going to be a machlokas Tanoim whether the Kitzirasa Omer can be done by day. Even before just we continue, there's an interesting, just once we have that Mishnah open, there's another interesting diuk that one of the Achronim make. Right? What else is on that list? Kalayom kasher. Why is that Mishnah there in Megillah Daf Chaf? Because the first one in that Mishnah. Kalayom kasher lakriyasa Megillah, ulakriyasa Halel, shofar, lulav, musav, vidu yaparim, vidu meiser, smicha, shchita, all the avodas, fine. And then kalalayla, kasher lakriyasa omer, ulhektar chalam evarim. Those are the only two. They're only done at night. Well, we spoke about a couple of years ago, a Shabbos HaGadol drasha. We had all mitzvahs generally are day mitzvahs, right? Which mitzvahs are done at night? These two are series really connected to the Omer that's a carbon during the day, right? The Seder is something different. Seder is a unique idea. The matzah is at night, right? Dafka, some of these mitzvahs are at night. But either way, what's the first thing on the list? Megillah. Megillah is kosher the whole day. Isn't there a Megillah at night also? It's not in the Mishnah. Why doesn't the Mishnah say the day Megillah is by the day, and by the night Megillah is by the night? So, fascinating. Kriyasa Megillah by Laila is nowhere in Mishnayis. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says it on Daf Dalet in Megillah, Chayev Likros Megillah by Laila v'lishnosa by Yom. That's his statement. And suggests one of the Achronim, the Binyan Shlomo, Shlomo Mivilna suggests, maybe it was not an original Takana, even during in the Megillah. Vayamim Ha'ilin is Karman Asim. Doesn't say anything in the Megillah. Says it's alluded to, but the Binyan Shlomo suggests in a tshuva and Simin Nunches, maybe Bizman HaMishnah, they did not read the Megillah Balayla. And that's why he even says, there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim. The people who read the Megillah early, remember the first Mishnah Megillah? Right, the Makdim in Liyom HaKnisa. What did they do about the night reading? Right, that was the day reading. What did they do about the night reading? Did they read it early also? Did they do the night reading later? It's not discussed. And the Ron discusses what they do. Says the Binyan Shlomo, it's not discussed because they didn't do it. Right? There was no night reading, Bizman HaMishnah. Right? And that was a later Takana of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And the days of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi after Bizman HaMishnah. That's what he suggests. Amazing Chiddush. Again, other Achronim can't fathom that. That such a major part of Purim would be later. Right, would not be Bizman HaMishnah, and they quote other discussions of Rishi Pesach talks about this a lot in his in the Arachaim Simon Kufchav, but it's fascinating. But either way, it's definitely an unbelievable diuk that Mishnah in Megillah has Megillah only as daytime and not nighttime. Right? Why is that? You have to answer that question. Okay, but either way, the other issue that's brought up is the Ksiras HaOmer. Ksiras HaOmer is listed as a nighttime and not day. So the diuk is that you cannot do Ksiras HaOmer by day. And we say, oh, it's a machlokas tanoim. The Mishnah in Menachos says that you could do Ksiras HaOmer by yom. The Mishnah in Megillah holds that you cannot do Ksiras HaOmer by yom. And that's the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. So where's the machlokas? As follows. The Tanya. The Brisa says, Haya Omer umakrib minchas HaOmer. V'nitmeis. You're bringing the Omer, and all of a sudden it became Tameh. V'nitmeis, it became Tameh. Im yesh shows, right, we talk about this, right, one of the Nisim in Pirkei Avos, I'm not going to get into that now, right, there was never found a psul in the Omer and the Shealach, and does that mean it was never nitmeis, right, also, or is that a different type? Okay, not for now. Im yesh, I mean, some are machal between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Some of the Mepharshim on the Pirkei Avos. Those Nisim only took place in Bayis Rishon, maybe, not in Bayis Sheni. But im yesh acheres, if the Omer became Tamei, so if there's acheres, which means, Rashi explains, there's more uncut Omer that you can now go cut. So go cut it. Omer lo havei acheres tachteo. Go get new Omer. Meaning, even though it's daytime, you could cut it by day. V'im lav, Omer lo havei pikech v'shtok. And if there's no other Omer, we tell them just don't say anything. Just do it. Just do it. Why? Because this is a carbon tzibur, and tumah either hutra or dechuy b'tzibur, and don't be so loud about it. Why? Rashi says, we don't want people to know it, then maybe they'll think that you could even do it biyachin. Even bring a carbon tumah biyachin. So just do it. Don't make a loud noise about his being tameh. Right? Rashi shalo yomru, Rashi says. Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says, if you could go get more omer now by yom, so go get more omer by yom, and if not. Rebbe Elazar, the tzitz is by dam. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, Benkach, Ubenkach, Omer, Lo, Avi, Bikeach, Vashtok. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says, no, just be quiet. Meaning, don't go get more Omer. Sounds like Elazar, Rebbe Shimon holds that there's no Kasira by Yom. That's how the Gemara understands it. Shkala Omer, Sheniksa, Shalom, Kamitzvaso, Pasol. So it's a machlokas tanoim. Our Mishnah is like Rebbe. The Mishnah in Megillah is like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. There's a discussion in the Achronim, the Menachas Chinuch, and the Gvuras Ari, the Shagas Ari is a commentary on Yuma, that the Gemara uses this Brisa, this Tosefta, to prove that Tumah is Dechuya, B'tzibur. And the question is that really a Raya? Maybe even if you say Hutra, there's a reason that Shema Yomru, or others say, maybe you want to have a Kohen and be able to eat the Shirayim. So even if you want to say it's Hutra, maybe you're going to try to get another one if there's an option. So there's a discussion whether this could really be a Raya for Dechuya in that context. Okay, either way, the Gemara says, maybe this is a Machlokas Tanan. Amar Rav Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar Bar Reb Shimon, V'shitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabo Shalaviv Amra, Rabbi Elazar Bar Reb Shimon, who says, you cannot do it by day. Right, you have to do it at night, and if it becomes tamei, just be quiet and keep going. He really holds like the Rebbe of his father. Right, Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, the son of Reb Shimon Bayachai. Shimon Bayachai was one of the five Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva. Right, so really he's following the Shita of Rebbe Akiva. Where do you see that? And Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yevamos and Afsamach Beis, which we all know from Yimei HaSvira. That's the Gemara that all of Rebbe Akiva's Talmidim dying until he started again with the Chachamim Shebadarom. And those five Talmidim were, who were the five? Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Elazar ben Shammua. Right, and those Heim Hamidu Torah Ba'osa Shah. They were the ones that brought Torah, put Torah back on the map. Right, the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, Yevamos, Samach Beis, Amid Beis. Again, that's the only source in Shas for Avelos B'Yemei HaSvira, meaning there is no source. That Gemara says nothing about Avelos. Right, it just says that they died at this time of year, Pesach HaTzeres from Askara, and they all died. Sometime after Shas, Minhagim of Avelos started. The Minhagim of Avelos are not mentioned in the Gemara. That's where there were more coolest by Minhagim of Avelos, more than, let's say, Mishneh Chazav. Right, in the Shavua Shechalbo, because at least that's in the end of Tainus, in the Gemara. Svira is all totally after Shas. Again, it's a minog, and it's a thousand-year-old minog. And we hold of these minogim, according to Shulchan Aruch. But there are differences in the authority of those minogim, because anything not quoted in Shas already is in a different category. Good. So the Gemara says that Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, who says that Ksira is only Balaila, follows the Shita of his father's Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, and we'll see, along with Rabbi Yishmael, right? Putting it together. There are two shittas that we're going to say he holds like. The Amra, right? Ditanan. The Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kol Malacha Shev Shalom La'asos Ma'erev Shabbos, Ein Adoch Ezer Shabbos. If I could do something before Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do it on Shabbos, right? The context of Rabbi Akiva there is Rabbi Elazar de Mila, the 19th parak in Shabbos, about Bris Mila. So anything you could have done before Shabbos, carry the knife, sharpen the knife, Machshire Mila are not Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva holds. If you could have done it beforehand, you can't do it today. That's number one. And now number two, Vesavalach Rabbi Yishmael, and put that together with Rabbi Yishmael. De Omar, Kitziras HaOmer, Mitzvah. Cutting of the Omer is a mitzvah. It's not. The Mishnah says in Masechta Shviyas, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Macharesh Rishutz, what's Usur on Shabbos? Macharesh Rishutz, just like plowing, is always a Rishutz, and that's Usur on Shabbos. Avkatzir Rishutz, so to your Katzir, harvesting is, only harvesting that is a Rishutz is Usur on Shabbos. Yosak, Sira Omer, Shehi Mitzvah, excluding the Katzir, that's not Rishutz, that's a Mitzvah, that's Katzir Omer, that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. That Katzir Omer, Shal Mitzvah is Docha Shabbos. So put those two things together. That, if you could have done it before Shabbos, it's not Docha Shabbos, and Ketzir Sa'omer is a mitzvah. So, V'i Saka Taitach, and if we say Nixa Shalokim Mitzvah So Kasher, and if we say that Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon would hold, if we say that you could cut the Omer, not Bismano, not in its proper time, then Amai Dachi Shabbos. Nixri may Erev Shabbos. So then, if you don't do it in its proper time, then why would he hold his Docha Shabbos? Right? Just do it. We were talking about before doing it later. But you can ask the same question, do it earlier. Do it before Shabbos, what the Karen Ora says, which means before Yontif. Not just before Shabbos, even before Yontif. But he doesn't say that. He says it's Docha. So the fact that it's Docha must mean you have to do it in the exact time that it's supposed to be done. Elami Dedachi Shabbos, Shma Mina, Nixa Shalokim Mitzvaso, Pasol. So if you put Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon along with Rabbi Akiva, along with Rabbi Yishmael, you come to understand his shita, that if anything could have been done at a different time, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Tosfos has an important comment here. Tosfos says, maybe there's a lachadchila to do it at night. Would that be strong enough? Says Tosfos, a lachadchila will not be strong enough to be docha Shabbos. If you could do it b'di'evit at another time, we're not going to be allowed to do it lachadchila on Shabbos. V'yav agav de lachadchila mitzvaso balayla, kivan d'di'evit kasher lo havi dumya de tamid, d'chsiv be b'moado. It wouldn't be similar to the Garban Tamid where it says b'moado lomer de dachi Shabbos u'mistavir de dumya de tamid be'inan. So that is Tosfos's ha'ara. Good. There is also a big discussion. The Shach uses this Gemara as a raya against the Rama. The Rama, and we're machmer for the Shach, halacha l'maisa. The Shach says, the Rama says, start with the Rama. Beginning of Hilchas Mila, totally different context. Beginning of Hilchas Mila, says the Rama, what happens if I did Bris Mila too early? By mistake. I did Bris Mila before day 8. I do it the night before. I did it the day before. So, am I Yotzei b'di'evid? Right? So says the Rama, yes. Avar umal balayla tzorach lach shalati min adam bris. Malu toch shmone ubayom yatsa. Says the Rush. If I mild on day 7, by mistake, I'm yotzei. Harash parak laza demila, and he quotes for shechkei nira mishuvas harashba. And the Shach here argues on the Rama. He says, what are you talking about? Before day 8? Before day, no way. Doesn't work. And I'll bring you a raya. Mila's docha Shabbos. What do we learn from our Gemara Menachos? Anything that is Docha Shabbos, if you could have done it earlier, is not Docha Shabbos. So if Bidi Evan, what does our Tosfos say? Allah Chalil is not going to be Docha. So if Bidi Evan, you could do it earlier, then it's not going to be Docha Shabbos, but we know Mila is Docha Shabbos. So says the Shach, that's a Raya, that it must be that it's no good beforehand. Aval L'dayti, if Shalom Arkein, Kidemuchach Lehedya B'menachah Sof Perak Rabbi Yishmael. You read our Gemara, you're like, what does this have to do with me? Halacha l'maisa. He quotes this. Ha'kamar gabar b'lazer Reb Shimon. She says Rabbi Kiva Rabba Shalaviv Amra. V'yavicholu ayin sham b'sas v'rashi. Doesn't even explain it. He just quotes. Look at the Gemara, look at Rashi. Right? So it's clear, says the Shach, if you could do a mitzvah beforehand, so then it's not going to be docha. Okay, there's ways to get out of that raya. The Shagas Aryeh in Simin Nun Beis, the Arsameach in Ilchas Mila, discuss this Shach. But either way, it starts from our Gemara. Good. Says the Gemara now. So we have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. And who argues? Who argued Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi. So now we're saying, really? Rabbi lav talmid Rabbi Shimonu? But shouldn't Rabbi also follow this? Rabbi was also a talmid of Rabbi Shimon. And what's the assumption? That he holds like his Rabbi. That's the assumption. Right? Doesn't he all hold like his Rebbe? Vatanya, but didn't we learn in the Braisa? Oh, my Rebbe. Kshayinu lemeidim Torah, it's Rebbe Shimon b'takawa. Hayinu malin lo, Shimon v'aluntis. We used to, on Shabbos, right? He was going to go to the wash or the place where he smeared oil, and they used to carry for him his oil and his towel, and they used to go, Michas l'gag, migag l'karpev, mikarpev l'karpev, acher, all through these rishus hayachids that were contiguous, jumping on one roof to another, so they don't have to carry outside on Shabbos, achan magin l'mayan, shayne rochsimbo, until they came to that mayan, which they used to wash in, at a time before the gzera of washing one's body on Shabbos. So, ask the Gemara, you see, Rebbe was a Talmud of Rebbe Shimon. So, wouldn't we want to line up Rebbe also with Rebbe Shimon Shita, and Rebbe Yish Rebbe Akiva, who's Rebbe Shimon's Rebbe? So, Savalach Yidav to Rebbe Shimon. There's another Rebbe Shimon that Rebbe would go like. Right, which is kind of opposite of what we just said. Titania Rabbi Shimon, Bo Re'e, Kama Gadol, Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, how beloved is a mitzvah in its proper time. Sha'arei Hector Chalavim Ve'varim Kshirim Kol HaLaila. We know you could burn the fats and the limbs all night. And what you do with the karbanos of Shabbos, you didn't wait till Motzei Shabbos to burn it. V'lo Hayamamtim Lehen Achet Achshach. You'd burn them that day. So Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, which sounds like exactly kind of the opposite of what Tosa said before. If you have a lachat chila, you could do it on Shabbos. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Right, that's the, that's Rabbi Akiva's line. Before we turn over, the Achronim put together, the Noda Behuda talks about this, Rav Asher Weiss, and the Minchas Asher, I've quoted this piece in the past, talks about four similar principles that are not exactly the same. And Rishonim often put them together, but the four principles in Chazal are all used differently. And we have them right here. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, zriza makdimin l'mitzvahs, mitzvah haba liyadcha al tach mitzena, shihuye mitzvah lo mashihinan. Did I say the four? Did I get them right? Zriza makdimin l'mitzvahs, shihuye mitzvah lo mashihinan, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, ein maviran al mitzvahs. That's the one. Those are the four that he has. But he goes through each one, explaining that really, each one is something different. Each one is something different. So the one that we have here is chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So how do you understand chaviv mitzvah b'shaita? V'nira, I'll just read you that one. B'bir din zeh. The chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, the kol mitzvah d'yesh ba ikr zman la'asos ha-mitzvah. V'zman nosaf sheyotzei dechavaso. Ach ein zeh ikr zman alachadchila elahavi ke'ein tashlumin tzorach l'kayim ha-mitzvah b'zman ha-ikari. V'shem chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. If you have a mitzvah that is has an ikr time and a tashlumin time, do it in the ikr time. And that's why Hector Chalavim. There's the Ikr time and the Tashlumin time. Umiduyek bazeh mashamru b'shaita. This is its time. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. B'ikr zmana. Zrizim makdimin. There's one time. Do it as early as possible in that one time. Zrim at 10 o'clock in the morning, at 8 o'clock in the morning, and at 11 o'clock in the morning. Is that a different mitzvah? Okay, in Lamdis, but Lamaisa, it's the same day. It's day 8. Zrizim makdimin, do it as early as you can. They're not doing tashlumin at 11 a.m. It's not like you missed the time and it's tashlumin. No, it's rak lahaktam mitzvah, letzchilas hazman, mishum chibav mitzvah, ve'eno mischalik lebeizmanim. Right, and that's why, hekter chalam evarim, ikr zman hu b'yom k'chol avodas hakarbanas, v'halaylo hu kizman tashlume ha-mitzvah. Right, it's tashlumin. Good. Continues and discusses this as well. And then the other ones are similar, but not exactly the same types of limudim. So that's the Rebbe Shimon that Rebbe holds like. So says the Gemara now, Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon lo sham yalei. Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon didn't hear of that chaviv mitzvah b'shaita one, right? So maybe he should hold the chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. So why doesn't he allow the why doesn't he hold of this principle? He only goes like the other Rebbe Shimon, the other Rebbe Akiva. El Shani Hasam. No. Hector Chalavim is not a good precedent. Shahare Dachsa Shchita a Shabbos. No, their Shchita is already Docha Shabbos. So one Shchita is Docha Shabbos, which you have to do that day. So we say the Hector Chalavim is a Hemshech of that Avoda. Ula Rebbe, Haranami Dachsa Shchita a Shabbos. Okay, go back to Rebbe. Why wouldn't Rebbe say that's not a good model? Because it's a special din. There, the Shchita already started. Elakasava Rebbe, so the Gemara says, okay, fine. Argue, Rebbe has a different shita. Ksiras Omer, lo dachi Shabbos. Maybe Rebbe holds that Ksiras Omer is not docha Shabbos. And therefore, if it's Shabbos, you have to do it at another time. You have to do it another time. Do it earlier. Says the Gemara, right, of Shabbos is the second day of Pesach. The Gemara says, Velo, really? But we had so many sources that says, Ksiris Doche. Vatznan, our Mishnah. Vachalom Omer Mechad Shabbos Echad Chol Mishalosh Havi Ba. Remember the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek? There might be differences in how much you do. Deloka Rebbe. Vachalom Omer Mechad Shabbos Echad Chol Bishlosha Bishalosh Kupos Bishalosh Maglos. Deloka Rebbe. Ubishabbos Yomer Lohem Shabbosu. Deloka Rebbe. Read all of those earlier Mishnayos in our Perek that talk about what you do on Shabbos, what you do during the week, that is all against the Yehuda Nasi Shita, period. Which just reflects, by the way, his Anava, that he would write Stama de Mishnah, right, and not even write his own Shita, even though he doesn't hold like this. It happens a lot. But Rebbe's against our Mishnah, and that means when he put together our Mishnah, he didn't say a word, and he just wrote the Mishnah Delo, his own Shita. Next line, so the Mishnah though says, the Mishnah and the Brisa say that if it's cut by Yom Kasher and it's Docha Shabbos. So, one second. Man Shamisle, now we have a problem. Because Man Shamisle, Damar Nixar by Yom Kasher, Rebbe. Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon says it has to be done at night and it's Docha Shabbos. Rebbe says it can be done by day and it's not Docha Shabbos. That's a problem because our Mishnah and Brisa say it can be done by day and it's Docha Shabbos. So it's putting together two Shitas that argue with each other now. Man Shabbos Le Damar Nixar by Yom Kasher. Who is the one that said you could do it by day? Rebbe Viktani V'Dochas HaShabbos. So how do you read the Mishnah of the Brisa now? It's putting together two different Shitas. Samai Lav Ktsira. Doesn't the Mishnah and Brisa mean when it says Doche, isn't that talking about the harvest and therefore we have a problem? We have a problem because Rebbe is the one that says you could do it by day and he says it's not Doche HaShabbos. So Gemara answers Lo Lahakrava. Maybe the Mishnah of the Brisa is talking about the Hakrava Sa'omer. That Rebbe agrees is Docha Shabbos. It's just the Katsira is not. Avala Katsira lo. The Gemara says, really? But Vahatanya, didn't we learn in the Brisa? Rebbe Omer, Vaitara Moshe's Vade Hashem, El B'nai Yisrael, Matam Alomar, Lafi Shalolamanu Ela Latamid Vapesach, Shnei Rebhan B'moado, B'moado Vafilu B'Shabbos. I know by Tabin and Pesach that it's brought even on Shabbos. B'moado Vafilu B'tumah. Shar Karbanas Atzibra Minayin. How do I know other Karbanas Atzibra, Docha Shabbos and Tumah? Tam Alomar, Elu Tasu Lashem B'moadechem. All at the end of Bamidbar, Minayin Larabos, Omer, V'hakarev Imo, Shtei Halechem, V'hakarev Imahen. How do I know those are also Docha Shabbos? Tam Alomar, V'edabar Moshe, Esmoadei Hashem, HaKazav Kava Moed L'kulan. All Tzibur items are allowed. So Lamai. So what is meant by that line of Omer Vahakarev Imo? Ilema Lahakrava. Are you talking about Hakrava? But what's the parallel? What's also in the Brisa? Shtei Halechem. So, Shtei Halechem and Hakrava Ninu, you're not makrav anything from the Shtei Halechem. Right? You have the, it's all eaten by the Kohanim. So, Elapshita Litzchina Varkade. That must be something about it itself. So it's talking about the grinding and the sifting. That's Docha Shabbos by the Shtei Halechem. Tichvasa Gabe Omer L'Ketzira. So parallel to the Ketzira of the Omer. V'Kadachi is a Shabbos. So you see from the Brisa that the Ketzira Sa'omer is Docha Shabbos. And Rebbe's talking here. So we have a problem. So the Gemara says, no. You can read that Brisa as Hakrava too. Ela Omer L'Hakrava. V'Shtei Halechem L'Afia. No, in the Brisa, what's Docha? Hakrava Sa'omer, not Ketzira. And the Shtei Halechem, what's that talking about? What's Docha? The Yafia Shtei Halechem. V'kesavar Rebbe, Taner Makadesh. And Rebbe holds that the oven, the baking it itself, is the klisharis, that's Makadesh, the Shtei Halechem. And therefore, Yafila me'asmol, ifsalala balina. If you'd bake it yesterday, it would be nifsal balina. That's why you have to bake it today, and that's Docha. Shabbos. Good. Says the Gemara, really, v'kesavar Rebbe, Taner Makadesh. Does Rebbe really hold that the Tanur is Makadesh? We discussed this earlier, but didn't we say that? No, the Shechita of its carbon is Makadesh. Vatanya, we had earlier. Kifsei Atzeres is Makadesh as a Lechem Ela B'Shechita. The Kifsei Atzeres, the Shalmei Tzibur that are brought with the Shtei Lechem, they're Makadesh the Lechem by Shechting it. Ketzan, Shachton Lishman V'Zarktam Shal Lishman Kiddush Lechem. That works. Shachton shalol l'shvam v'zorik dam shalol l'shvan. Lo kiddush alechem. If I wasn't zorik the dam properly. Shachton l'shvam v'zorik dam shalol l'shvan. Halechem kadosh v'eino kadosh. If I had good shechita but zrika not, then it's somewhere in the middle. Divrei Rebbe. We had a discussion earlier. What does Rebbe mean? Totally not or half. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon omer l'olam v'eino kadosh. Yishchol l'shvan v'yitzok dam l'shvan. Lezer Reb Shimon says, no, you need both. Question mark. What do you see from there? It's the shechita of the kifsi atzeres that's makadish alechem, not the baking it. So how can we say the baking it is what's being referred to in the earlier Brisa? The Gemara answers, no. that brisa doesn't really have to refer to that the shechita is mekadesh, but Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, hukvu v'lo hukvu ka'amar. It's talking about the shechita is koveya it that now this bread and these sheep are a pair, and you can't use it for anything else. It's not mekadesh it, it's koveya it. The kiddush really happens with the afiyah. But the shechita is just koveya it that you can't use this. Rashi says, "V'ini yochal l'shanas alachem l'zevach acher." Okay, Hadrolach Rabbi Yishmael, Baruch Hashem, we were able to learn the 11 blot in Shas that are all about the Karban Omer, going from the Mishnah on Daf Sama Gimel, right? Where did the parak start? Back on the 9 blot, the 10 blot, the Mishnah on Daf Sama Gimel on the base, all the way to here, Parak Rabbi Yishmael, which remember is the, I think, 10th parak in Mishnayos, but here is the 6th parak in Gemara. Now we start the 7th parak of Maseches Menachos. So the next couple of prakim, as we'll see, we have two Rashis on the page. We have Rashi, well, we have something that's not labeled, and then we have Rashi Ksav Yad. Rashi Ksav Yad. The Meshitim Gubetz has had a Rashi from a Ksav Yad that's different than our Rashi, and that's why we put both of them on the page. There are two Rashis. The Bali Tosfos, when they quote Rashi, it's from the Rashi Ksav Yad. So maybe that's the real one and the other one is not. Either way, we're going to call the plain one Rashi because we'll just call it that because it's in the Rashi place. And the other one Rashi Ksav Yad, as is labeled on the page. Okay, here we go. The Elu Menachos, right? Getting back to what we discussed back in the 5th parak. The 6th parak was about Karban Omer. The 5th parak had general rules and regulations about the menachos, so that's what we get back to here. The elu menachos nikmatzas v'shirayim lekohanim. The following menachos you do kmitza to, and their shirayim are for kohanim. That's most menachos, right? Minchas asoles, v'amachas, v'amarcheshes, v'achalos, v'arakikin, minchas ovei kochavim, minchas that a goy brings, minchas nashim, minchas haomer, minchas chotei, minchas kinos. They all have kmitza done to it. Rabbi Shimon omer, minchas chotei shel kohanim nikmatzas, the minchas chotei of kohanim. The Menachas Chotei of Kohanim, you do kmitza to. V'kometz karav la'atzmo, v'shirayim karevim la'atzman. Rabbi Shimon says, the Menachas Chotei of Kohanim, right, the Menachas Kohanim is not on this list. Why is it not on the list according to the Tanakhama? Because you don't, it's all burned. So what are you separating? Rez Khalil. So Rabbi Shimon says, doesn't matter. Rabbi Shimon says, if it's Menachas Chotei of Kohanim, you need kmitza, even though both parts are going to be burnt. Amar of Papa, let's just do this little section. We had this twice already. This is the third time we had this. Whenever you have all the menachos listed, call Rabba call Echad Etznan, Eser Etznan. Whenever you have the whole list, there's 10 altogether. What's your Papa's Chiddush? My Kamash Malan, La Fuke Mir Rabbi Shimon, Damar Mechsa Chalos, Umechsa Rakikin. Rabbi Shimon says, if I am no Dave, a Mafataner, I could bring half Chalos, half Rakikin. We don't say that. You gotta choose. You gotta choose, either chalos or rakikin. Yavi, kamash malan, delo, kamash malan, we don't say that. Okay, well, I guess we'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, we'll start with this and the getting into the parak of Elu Nikmatzos, B'ez Hashem, next time. Okay, we'll stop here.